Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from 76 Cannes Film Festival. I'm with Magali Lépine-Blondeur, protagonist of The Natural Love by Monia Chokri, screening here in the Certain Regard section.
So as I was telling you before starting the interview, that one of the most used thing but difficult things is to talk about love in a film, but what I thought was that maybe the best way possible is to do it with your best friend.
Maybe, yeah. Because, yeah, it's true. There's a on-screen, but also behind the scenes, kind of a love story, because I think friendship is a love story without passion, perhaps, but still, it's all about love. And it's funny because I totally agree with you. Manya and I wanted to revisit certain, film about love that we've, grew up with. And we realized how, what we were fed all our life, by cinema are love stories that I do not wish for myself. In rom-coms, often the female character chases an unavailable man. And in the great love stories on screen, it's often toxic relationships. And we've been fed by cinema those stories as if it was what we were supposed to chase for our own lives. And I think Manya's vision now is from a woman's perspective. And a true desire not only to have the women gaze on the sexuality and love, but also revisit what she's always thought was love and relationships herself.
Yeah, about that, another focus I think the film has is on passion.
Yeah.
I mean, what does it mean? How important is passion in a relationship? We tend to think that at a certain age, at a certain point in our life, that's something that you can get from a fling, but not from a real serious relationship. And I don't want to say that this film answers, but at least it poses the question.
Yeah. Well, the film mostly asks questions. I don't think it finds the answers, because I don't think there's a good answer. But yes, what is love? Is it passion? Is it comfort? Is it a social construction? And also, what is the place of love in a long-lasting relationship? How does it transform? How can we keep the passion alive? Those are eternal questions. We'll never answer them. We'll never stop asking them. But which is one of the things that's very interesting to me in the movie is that Sophia, my character, when we meet her at the beginning of the film, she's in a good relationship. She's in a good place in her life. She has great friends, family. She's with a man she loves. They get along. They have a mutual admiration. They laugh. They connect in a very deeply intellectual way. And then she meets this man who lights up a fire, and she reconnects with her body, but she has to abandon many things about her and her life. She has a lot to lose.
Thinking about the differences, let's say, social and cultural background from of the two protagonists, I thought about the saying that we have in Italy, but I found out that there's something similar, that would basically say stick to your own kind or something like that. Yeah. And I think that it refers also to cultural differences, and I think that the film tries to explore that, because as we said, for passion, this is another question.
Yes.
That we ask, how important is to have things in common, or to have, you know, a cultural background in common? Is it important, and how much?
There's a theme I find in Manya's writing and all her work, which is language and communication. And to me, there in this movie, there are different ways to communicate or not be able to communicate. And Sophia, with her partner, has an amazing communication by the words. And when Sylvain and her meet, they communicate in a different way. It's physical. It's sensual. It's in a different, but it is a form of communication and a very powerful one. But once they open their love bubble to others and they cannot connect with their bodies as much as they do in their intimacy, then they are not able to communicate what they are. And I find that very, very interesting. And it's for both of them. When Sophia's in Sylvain's environment, she's not the best version of herself either. And when he comes into her environment, everything is strange. And he's not able to rise and to shine as he would in his environment. So I don't know if it says that we should stick with our own kind, but I think it speaks about how limited we are. And even if you come from a left-wing kind of way of seeing things, that you have a superior posture intellectually, that you're well-read, well-traveled, you still have this condescendence or a judgment or an incapacity of connecting with people that come from a different social environment.
One last thing. Did you work on the style of the film? I mean, it's a comedy and somehow it's ironic, and the way your character shifts, let's say, moods. She has even sometimes a peak in a laugh that felt very real to me. So,
well, Manya and I share pretty much the same sense of humor. We're best friends. And what's very interesting is that the script was incredibly funny, funnier than the film even. Mm-hmm. When you read the script, it was a comedy. It was a huge comedy. But Manya didn't direct us in that way at all. So the comedy came from the situations and the writing itself, but then she directed us in a very melancholic way. So Sophia is not, well, obviously she's not aware that she's in a comedy. So everything is so intense for her. And I think some of the comedy comes from that, because also the audience recognizes what we are when we're in love with the somehow beautiful but also pathetic intensity that comes with our when we fall in love or in breakups, or you know. So I think that's where the comedy came from, but I didn't push it. I didn't work in that direction.
Grazie mia cara.
Grazie.
We've been talking to actress Magali Lépine-Blondeau for The Natural Love by Monia Chokri, in screening in the 76th Festival de Cannes in the Uncertain Regard section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.